track four and some more news stories. New council leader elected. Newton Abbott MP Martin Wrigley has stood down as leader of Teignbridge Council. Liberal Democrat Mr Wrigley, who overturned a large Tory majority to oust sitting MP Anne-Marie Morris at the general election, has also relinquished his position as chairman of the district's Highways and Traffic Orders Committee. He said, "Being a leader of the council has been a full-time job in its own right. It is with some regret that I am standing down, but it is the right thing to do." He said the workload for an MP was huge and added, "Being as involved as I was in local government cannot be sustained as an MP, but I will work closely with Teignbridge. I will be setting up regular meetings with the executive and senior leadership team. If the MP works closely with the local councils, districts, towns, parishes and the county council, together we can get a lot more done." Mr Wrigley, who will continue to represent Dawlish North East as a councillor, said it had been an honour to serve as leader. Councillor Richard Keeling, Lib Dem from Chudley, was chosen to step up from deputy leader to leader, although Conservative group leader Phil Bullivant disagreed. He said the Lib Dem executive had failed to deliver important projects since 2023. He said the reason for this can be laid directly at the hands of members of this executive. And he said Councillor Keeling was clearly associated with the failures of the last 15 months.
Four parks get Best in Country Award. Parks in Sheldon, Teignmouth and two in Newton Abbott raised the prestigious Green Flag Award after achieving International Quality Mark for Parks and Green Spaces. Teignbridge District Council is celebrating the news after receiving a Green Flag Award for Teignmouth Den, Courtney Park and Decoy Country Park and Local Nature Reserve in Newton Abbott and Home Yards Botanical Gardens in Sheldon. Councillor John Nutley, Executive Member for Open Spaces, Leisure, Sport, Resorts and Tourism, said, "The news that four of our parks have achieved this accreditation, the International Quality Mark for Parks and Green Spaces, is testament to the hard work and dedication of the team that cares for our green spaces so that visitors and residents alike can enjoy it."
Council's demands over teen sewage. Teignbridge Council has demanded details of how South West Water is tackling the quantity of sewage entering streams, rivers and bathing waters. The authority is calling for the water company to provide full details of the steps it is taking to keep sewage out of the Teign estuary, together with timescales and costs for the work. It follows hot on the heels of a South Hams Council resolution demanding a face-to-face meeting with South West Water Chief Executive Sue Davey. During that debate, Council Leader Julian Brazil said he would not be happy until a water company executive somewhere in the UK went to prison for polluting waterways. Teignbridge Council took on board a notion signed by nine councillors demanding action. They said that South West Water had spent £54 million on the Buckland treatment works at Newton Abbott in 1991, aiming to end the practice of releasing sewage into the estuary, but it still went on. Councillor Chris Clarence said, "I believe we owe it to our residents to press South West Water for answers and solutions to the current appalling situation." Councillor Jackie Hook added, "They are not performing as they should be, so it is right that we challenge them." And Councillor Andrew McGregor added, "We need to be a lot more vocal. The level of sewage is potentially ruining our tourist industry." South West Water says reducing storm overflows is its top priority and it welcomes robust scrutiny from councils.
Chance to see historic mine. A rare chance to see a unique time capsule of a small mining site will soon be available. Kelly Mine, near Lustley, will be open to the public for the first time in 2 years on September the 1st. Restored surface buildings, processing machinery, and tramways illustrate how micaceous hematite, or shiny ore as it is known, was extracted and processed. The mine was first referenced in 1797, but archaeological investigation on the site has revealed evidence of much earlier iron smelting. Finally closing in 1950, it lay dormant until the Kelly Mine Preservation Society leased the site and laboriously restored it to a state it would have been in the 1920s. The society holds an open day every 2 years, offering tours of the site and demonstrating the processing of the ore. Entry is free, though donations are gratefully received. Light refreshments will be available.
Hospital team recognised for service. Staff looking after inpatients at Dawlish Community Hospital have been recognised for their work. The team won an Our People Award, given by Torbay and South Devon National Health Service Trust, for excellent care, service with a smile, kindness, and understanding or exceptional service. The team were nominated for the can-do attitude of all staff, the keenness to help all patients, and the passion each member of staff put into their role. The spokesman said, "It is humbling to see and know we can trust the person beside us to give us the best care. The team doesn't stop when the doors close at 8:30 p.m. With 24-hour care, often taking late admissions during a very busy time on the ward, no matter how tired or busy anyone is, the care is always the same, person-centred, professional, and always met the smile."
Money for hotspot police patrols. Funding has been made available for hotspot police patrols in Newton Abbot, as the scheme has proved successful since launching in May. More than 2,000 hours of extra police patrols across Devon and Cornwall have resulted in 62 arrests during the first quarter of a hotspot policing initiative. The scheme, which launched in May this year, aims to tackle antisocial behaviour and serious violence. In its first quarter, the initiative delivered 2,104 additional hours of police foot patrols across Barnstaple, Exeter, Newquay, Plymouth, Torquay and Truro. And now funding has been made available for hotspot police patrols in Exmouth, Penzance, Paignton and Newton Abbot. Hotspot policing aims to drive impactful community engagement, placing officers in the right place at the right time, enabling proactive policing. Chief Inspector Tim Evans, who heads up the project, said, "Hotspot policing is a proven methodology, and the results across Devon and Cornwall so far confirm that high visibility patrols are effective. Officers are not only deterring and disrupting crime while out on patrol, but actively engaging with the public. We have received fantastic feedback so far, with residents happy to see more police on the streets." Police and Crime Commissioner Alison Hernandez secured £1 million of Home Office funding to deliver additional police and street marshalling patrols. She said, "I am pleased to see that the targeted approach of hotspot policing is having a real impact on ASB and serious violence already. While it's clear these patrols are disrupting crime, it's important not to overlook the wider impact of officers spending time on foot where the public want to see them. The addition of street marshals will only strengthen the work already underway to make our communities safer."